Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I welcome each and every one of you to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we just want to come before you asking you to forgive us for everything that we said or did that was not pleasing in your sight. Oh, Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have your way through the airways on today, God. Lord, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we exalt you on today. We give you glory and we give you honor because you're worthy of it all, God. And Father God, Lord, touch, heal, deliver, and set the captive free on today. Let this word be a word of empowerment, God. Let this word be a word of healing and deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we will be careful to give you the glory and give you the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on today. And I pray that you had a blessed week thus far. But most of all, I pray that your Thanksgiving was everything you wanted it to be. I thank each and every one of you for even tuning in faithfully to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, because without you, it would not have been running for 7 years straight. And I thank each and every one of you for being faithful listeners. Most of all, I thank God that God has used the people to come into my life and to bless you on this radio broadcast. Yes, God has used many of them. Apostle Thomas, God used her for a season. Apostle Leje, God is using him now during this season. And I thank God for each and every one of them that has played a special part. This is a new beginning. Some people are waiting until next year, but we are in our new year now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And there are some things that I want you to take hold of during this last month of 2019. I don't want you to give up. But before we go into the topic on today, I want you to take this number down. It is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And I want you to call in with your testimonies. I want you to call in with your questions, with your comments. I want you to call in even if you need prayer for a situation. This is an open broadcast. We are led by the Holy Spirit. God has blessed this broadcast, and I thank him that he is using his people in this hour. So I just admonish you to please take advantage of calling in. Also, drop me a line. Faith is the key, 47@gmail.com. Let me know how God has been blessing you throughout this year, but not only throughout this year, but even through this broadcast. Let me know how much you have grown through this broadcast, because God is elevating this broadcast. Yes, he is. He is giving me divine instruction to even know how to expand it. So just let me know how much this broadcast has meant to you. And also, I want you to log on to my website, faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. Go on there and get some encouraging reviews, encouraging words that the Lord has blessed me with to bless you. Also, I have written a book that states how to flourish during the spiritual seasons of your life. And it has been a blessing to many because we go through spiritual seasons in our lives. And God does not want us to remain stuck, but he wants us to learn from the season that we're in to go to another season. Amen. So the book is only $12. And if you is a fan of mine, or I don't want to say fan, if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, please inbox me. The book is $12. And if you want to purchase a book, my PayPal is faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Excuse me. faithisthekey47@gmail.com. I promise you this book will bless you because God spoke and said this book will help many people. And I have already gotten the testimonies because they would tell me, woman of God, you was on point, because I know why that I am stagnated. I know what season I am in. But then most of all, I know how to come out of a season without murmuring and complaining. Basically, I know what to do in the season that I'm in to go on to the next season. So, yes, I do encourage you to purchase that book. It can be a book for a gift to someone. Because I always say you can't take an old season into a new season because it will contaminate that new season you're in. Amen. So I just petition you to purchase that book, How to Flourish in the Spiritual Seasons of Your Life. I also have a 21-day devotional to strengthen in your faith. It is very important that we know how to keep the faith when we are believing God for certain things. How are you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Doing great, man of God. I'm so glad you tuned in today. We just gonna have to do a little shifting for the next 2 or 3 months because my grandson has basketball practice. But it's all well. We still gonna get the work of the Lord accomplished. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man of God, we wanna do the topic of be still.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the last month before we go to the new year.
Yes.
And man of God, there are some people that still believe in God for promises from the beginning of this year that they may not have experienced, or they do not even see the promises are coming to pass. And 9 times out of 10, we want to hurry God. We want to get into the midst of it. And when the Bible said to be still and know that I am God, and I just want to take that phrase there, be still and know that I am God. And that's coming from the book of Psalms, number 46 and 10. And man of God, I just want you to encourage the people. It's not too late, but we have to learn how to be still. Even when we don't see the hand of God moving, we just got to know he is working behind the scenes. So the floor is open.
Well, my God, many times when we're saving in our Christian journey, when we are spirit-led, we go through a period and we go through a time where we feel like everything around us is stalled, and we feel like everything around us is not coming to pass and it's not manifesting. Woman of God,
yeah.
And I've had that situation happen, you know, in certain seasons in my life, but what we have to understand as a Christian people is that there's a season and a time for everything under the sun. And a lot of times if we understood how seasons worked and we understood
yes.
how God moved spiritually, we would understand
mm-hmm.
that sometimes things would be at a standstill. It's not God
yes.
punishing us. It's not God saying we're not qualified. What he's doing
mm-hmm.
is he's working our patience. He's building up
oh,
our
wow.
maturity. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people fail to realize that. I opened up my Facebook about an hour ago, and I
mm-hmm.
looked on my way home, and a whole preacher,
mm-hmm.
and which we have a right to get discouraged.
Yes.
And
yes.
a pastor, he put up, he said, I'm done believing God. I have, and I inboxed him, and I made him understand, I have a problem with you saying that, because just that
yes.
one post, you delegitimize every word you've ever preached.
Yes,
by
yes.
saying that you do not believe in God anymore. I said, we have to be very mindful when we in the valley and when everything is at a standstill, woman of God, that we don't
yeah.
cause the little ones to stumble while we
mm-hmm.
are discouraged. See, saints,
yeah.
and I hate to say this, saints are the most impatient people I've ever seen, woman of God, because
oh, yes,
they feel like soon as you speak
yes.
it, it has to happen. But I had things that I believed God for in 2016 that just started
mm-hmm.
happening in 2019. But faith
mm-hmm.
work and patience. That's why he said, be still.
Mm-hmm.
Know that I am God. And even in the quiet times and even in the unproductive times, I am God. Look at this, woman of God.
That's right.
Even in something as simple as our lawns. Our lawns, you know, I live here where I live. I live on 3 acres. I can pull
yes.
my hair out during the summer months because
yes.
it's always time to cut the grass. But
yes.
what I mean to tell you, I thank God for the fall. And I thank God for the winter because, baby, that grass don't grow. So I say all of that to say, sometimes you got to thank God sometimes when things are at a standstill, because sometimes
oh, yeah.
God will make things go at a standstill because he know you can't handle it at the time.
That's right.
So he's taking you step by step to work not only patience but to build kingdom building skills in you that won't cause you not to stumble your destiny or to hinder somebody else's.
That is true. And you said something so key, that the saints of God are the most impatient people. They don't want to wait on God, but they can wait on God for someone else's situation, but can't wait on God for their own. So I wonder why is that, man of God?
Woman of God, because half of the saints in this hour, woman of God, they are robots. They are
yeah.
yes men that say amen to everything and agree with everything, but when trouble hit them, they fall apart like the jerk. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my wife, and I just had a situation. I don't mind sharing it. I had a situation
mm-hmm.
where I was going to one university, and, you know, I'm trying to obtain my Ph.D.,
yeah.
Well, I had an issue with one college, and
mm-hmm.
that college, because I withdrew, they sent
mm-hmm.
all my financial aid money back.
Yeah.
And with sending my financial aid money back, it made me owe the college. So
yeah.
I went to get my transcript, my official transcript, to send to the
mm-hmm.
next college, and they didn't want to release it because
yeah. –
I owed that $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you how
mm-hmm.
crazy God is. And I say that in a respectful way, how crazy
yes.
God is. When you
mm-hmm.
be still and you know who is God, and
yes,
you
yes.
do not delegitimize God just because things not going your way, stuff like this happened. So I called
mm-hmm.
yesterday, woman of God, and
mm-hmm.
I spoke with my advisor. I said, look like I'm going to have to start over. I said, listen, I'm not going to be discouraged. I said,
mm-hmm.
if I got to start over, I'm going to start over. I'm determined to have my Ph.D.
Yes.
I'm going to get it. I said, I'm determined. I feel I deserve it. And I know with the help of God, I can do it. I said, so I want it. She said, well, let me look at everything. She looked at everything. And woman of God, they accidentally sent the official transcript I needed.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Look at God.
But at that time, if I would have started falling apart and saying everything God was not and delegitimizing my faith in Him, I would have been stuck just like a fool. But I looked at my wife and I said, Rita, I said, I'm going to be still and I'm going to know who is God. I said, if it's meant for me to get them credits, I'm going to get them credits. If not, I said, I'm not going to hold it against God, because that means He might be slowing me down for something else. So I said, I'm not going to do it. So yesterday, come to find out they accidentally slipped it through parchment and didn't even realize that parchment automatically does it.
It sure does. Look at God. And that's all because, man of God, you didn't get out of character. You didn't act crazy or nothing. You were still.
Yes.
You were still. And some people think that being still is a bad thing. But it's just actually allowing your patience to be at work. Because we can't have everything on the platter right quick and right then. We got to believe God. And it's also, man of God, I think, is a test of your faith.
Yes.
Whether or not you are believing what you are preaching and what you are teaching. Because, man of God, you can believe it for, you know, everybody else. And then there comes a time when some people, they don't even believe the word of God for themselves.
Absolutely.
So how do you, so what would you tell those? Because I know I have dealt with some people. They be saying, well, I prayed for this one and I did this one for or this person. But then when it comes my turn, I feel like that a God has forgotten me. So what will you tell a person that have those kind of doubts?
Woman of God, I would tell them, and that's something I had to teach myself, and I teach my people all the time, just like you are passionate and selfless about helping somebody else pray to get their breakthrough, have just as much passion, and don't be selfish when it's time to ask God for yours. I say that because God knows what we need, and He knows what specific tools we have in order for us to fulfill our destiny, both as a Christian and as a pilgrim that walks on this earth. But the people of God aren't passionate no more, woman of God, because they have taken the zeal out of Christianity. And it's nothing wrong with having zeal. Okay? I know some people tell you, you know, it's something wrong with being zealous. Two different things. You know, it's nothing wrong with having zeal. We have lost our zeal inside of the kingdom. But we want God to move when we want Him to move. We want to give Him part-time work, but we want full-time wages. So it's important that you understand that when you, and how can I say this delicately where it makes sense, when you become when you become self-contracted in the kingdom, instead of being a W-2 employee, don't get mad when God don't answer you when you want Him to answer you, because you work for yourself.
Come on, then. That's it, Medica. That is the absolutely truth. And some people do be doing that. They are working for themselves, and once they hit the rock bottom, they're looking for God to bail them out after they done hit rock bottom. And man of God, doing the quietness and being still, and I mean, because I had to learn myself to be quiet, to be still, and to allow God to minister to me, because some people think by you not doing anything, you are wasting time. which is not true. You're not wasting time, because God is probably protecting you from something down the road. And and being a saved person, man of God, we have anxious spirits. We are anxious for everything. And when the Bible tells us for to be anxious for nothing, but we as believers, we are anxious, especially when we see the vision, when a God done showed us where that we are supposed to be, what we are supposed to do. We get anxious because we feel like we're going to miss the timing if that we don't do what we need to do. Explain that to the people of God to let them know they are not going to miss it. They are just going to hear from God to see how to obtain it.
Can you repeat your question, woman of God, because that phone kind of broke up.
Okay. When God shows us a vision, shows us where that we need to be, we feel like that if that we do not be in a hurry to get to it, we may miss it. But then explain to the people that there comes a time where that we have to be still and hear God on how to get to where he wants us to be.
Well, my God, it's very important that we have to wait to hear from God for instruction, because when we do things on our own, again, and I know it sounds silly what I said a minute ago about being self-contractors in the kingdom, but when we do things on our own and we do things by our own devices, don't get mad when God flipped the script or alter it the way he want to alter it. The Bible tells us that our ways aren't his ways and his thoughts is not our thoughts. Our destiny, for example, your destiny, you might feel that you called the pastor six churches. And I mean, you called the overseas six churches. And the Lord might say, well, I'm going to give you one megachurch so that you're able to fulfill the kingdom that way. And I'm going to put a lot of capable people under you to undergird you.
Yes.
You might think you're getting ready to go to bishop status, and God will flip the script and do something else. That's why it's so important to pray and wait on God. Because when you pray and wait on God, he has a right to flip anything the way he needs to flip it in order for the in order for it to come out the way is determined to his will. Same thing, like in same way in between Opelousas and Alexandria, we got an open road. That road from Opelousas to Alexandria ain't straight. It got some curves. It got some hills. It got all kind of different dents in the road, but it's getting to the same destination. That is how sensitive God is in the spirit. And that's what a lot of people miss. He'll take us through some curves, some bumps, and some dead areas in order for us to understand how he wants things done.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Man of God, that was a nugget by itself. And I know while that we as people of God are in the season now to be still and to hear from God, because next year is a very imperative year. I mean, we got to hear God right now for to be able to function for next year. And this is the time right now to be still, be quiet before God, because, man, God, some of us, we just talk too much. And some of us, we just go until we just miss hearing from God. And once that we don't hear from him, and once that we get into a trouble or something, we be wanting him for to say something. But he was trying to talk to us before it had even come. So in this season, we need to learn to be still and hear God pertaining everything we go to do. Our time is being very well spent. But man of God, encourage the people on being still is not taken away from you. It is actually drawing you closer to God so that you can hear him clearly. So you have the last words.
Do not be anxious for nothing, but in all things, do prayer and supplication. I understand that those times when God cut the mute button on, or sometimes we don't answer, we don't want to answer, be like, okay, what is going on? That's a good time, people of God, not to curse your assignment. That's a good time to sit back and reflect on you, to make sure that you have a clean heart, to make sure you're in the right spirit, to make sure that your hands are prepared for what he's about to give you to do. So it's very important that you understand that God is not chastising us. He's just making our faith work patience. Because ain't nothing more powerful than a preacher or a saint with not only faith, but with endurance to run all the way to the end.
My God. Yes, indeed. Whew, man of God, I thank you for tuning in today. I thank my listeners, and I pray something was said to also encourage you in this season. Be still. Listen to God. Let him minister to your spirit. You are an overcomer, and he will see you through. So until next Thursday at 5:30 p.m., I thank each of you for tuning in. You can also go back into the archives, and you can listen at the various topics we have. So until next week, everyone have a blessed weekend. And thank you, man of God, and you be blessed.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.